Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Doby reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Colaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bearden moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Bearden scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Callaway moves to third. Lupien moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Appling reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. Lupien scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. Pieretti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pieretti. The throw from Hegan to Boudreau and they have Pieretti trapped. The throw over to Robinson, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 2 in the game. Weigel takes first base on ball 4. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to third for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tipton and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly strikes out. Tipton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Philly out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weigel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Weigel reaches second base with a double. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Allie Clark pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Frank Papish now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Larry Doby. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.